Well, Norah O'Donnell made her debut as anchor of the CBS Evening News last night.
This is the CBS Evening News with Norah O'Donnell.
Good evening. It's good to be with you.
The veteran journalist takeover of the program is one of many moves by CBS News President Susan Zirinsky to revive the network, which has struggled against competitors despite its legacy as the home of pioneering journalists like Walter Cronkite and Mike Wallace. For more, let's bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
Okay, let's start with Norah O'Donnell. She was most recently on the CBS This Morning. How are people reacting to her first night in the anchor's chair in the evening?
Well, she's was before that an experienced political reporter. I first met her in the late 90s during the late Clinton years. And I think CBS wanted to trade on that seriousness of purpose that she presents. And I think it was received in that way. I think people thought this was a substantive, strong first broadcast. You know, people were looking, for example, the question of how would she handle the president's tweets and the criticism of it. I think she was the first at CBS News on her own authority to call the tweets racist, which was a debate playing out in newsrooms across the country. They also had substantive stories about the president's past record, troubling record on race, about the question of ICE raids, about other things, including not only the question of the 50th anniversary of man landing on the moon, but a lot of the women mathematicians and physicists involved in getting him there. And so I thought it was top to bottom a pretty strong corporate national newscast.
Now, this is not the first time in the last many years that CBS Evening News has had a new anchor. Just listen to this. This is just since Dan Rather, who left the program in 2005.
For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting.
Good evening. I'm Bob Schieffer.
I'm Katie Couric. Tonight, it was...
This is the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
This is the CBS Evening News with Jeff Glore.
It's amazing to listen to all that just since 2005. Why has there been so much turnover on that show?
A lot of turnover. I think that after Dan Rather, in the era where his peers were Tom Brokaw, Peter Jennings, when anchors were expected to last decades, that hasn't been the case. And there's been a lot of self-inflicted wounds over at CBS. The real issue has been ratings and tension over those ratings. Scott Pelley, seemed to stabilize things a bit as Bob Schieffer had after the departure of Dan Rather. You had 5 years of Katie Couric. People often forget that. And she started a little rocky and people didn't seem prepared to accept her. And I got to say, I thought she really ended up holding her own by the end. But she was ready to go and they were ready for her to be gone. She was also a different model where she was paid, well over $15 million a year. That's not where CBS is financially and that's not where it wants to be. So as the ratings have still remained lagging behind that of their peers at NBC and ABC, they've wanted to find another formula, less expensive, but also one that can project things. And let's say one other thing. Norah O'Donnell is attempted to be a corrective not only of the question of ratings, but the question of an era where, CBS just went through these terrible scandals with Charlie Rose and then the executive producer of the executive producer of 60 Minutes, Jeff Fager, and Les Moonves, the chairman of CEO of CBS Network itself. They want to project that there's somebody of – they keep saying the word integrity, and I think that's what they're trying to project.
But as they look at the competition right now on the broadcast networks with Lester Holt at NBC and David Muir at ABC, and they're behind. They start – she starts out behind in the ratings. Is the evening news on TV – kind of a dying industry at this point?
In some ways it's something of a lost leader. It's a way of branding the network. It's a way of leading into a lot of their local stations, a decent number of which are owned by the parent companies of the networks. And so they want those stations to have pretty strong lead-ins in their local news, which is a way in which they often make a fair amount of money. It's a way of planting a flag and helping to identify the network with a single face and voice. But the morning shows make a lot more money, far more money than the evening shows do. And for CBS, for NBC, it's the Today Show. For ABC, it's Good Morning America. For CBS, they've made some really good inroads, or at least they did for a while when Charlie Rose was paired with Gayle King and Norah O'Donnell. But their flagship news show is actually 60 Minutes, which makes them a good chunk of change. So CBS is lagging in the money and it's lagging in the evening news ratings. Together, the three big networks managed to get a little over 20 million people. That's not something to sneeze at, but it's a lot less than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to take a listen to what O'Donnell said in her sign-off last night. She's a serious journalist, as you've said, and she invoked Edward R. Murrow, who in the 1950s ushered CBS into the golden age of television. Here she is.
There's a great legacy here at CBS News of the finest journalists. One of them was Edward R. Murrow, who eloquently captured the power of television when he said, "This instrument can teach, it can illuminate, yes, and even it can inspire."
Nora O'Donnell last night signing off there. So we'll see what happens now with the CBS Evening News. David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent, thanks so much.
You bet.